What is this shift?
I also kind of just wanted to talk too,
Okay.
just about like us, introducing
More of ourselves.
more of ourselves, letting the
Yes.
people get to know who we are, why we're here, and all that.
Yeah. So I'm Selma Harwell, and my commitment for the world is that motherhood is honored as the source for world peace. I'm a specialist in spiritual medicine. And the expressions of all of that happen in many different ways, through sessions, through my Facebook page, through courses that I'm up to and books that I'm up to. So I'm also a published author with my poetry, spiritual poetry.
I just
Ah.
became a published author as well.
Awesome.
Well, some of my writing is in here.
Well, that's why mine are two books.
And
The one is a chapter and the other poems. Yeah.
yeah, mine's just thoughts on biblical things, and I've got my artwork in here.
Wow.
This is a non-dominant hand drawing that I got. But in here, my Ouroboros became the logo for this
Right.
project.
Awesome. I love it.
And
Yeah.
I'm writing under Abracadabra. Hello.
Yay.
I'm Abracadabra.
Okay. I love it.
That was my backwards way of introducing myself. Start with the shameless plug. So, is there anything that you see that you would want to get out of joining us? Because you just joined us, right? And we kind
We
of
just,
introduced you, right? We're like, yeah, Soma's one of us now, right? We didn't say Soma's a regular now. So, we were just like, Soma's here. And here's
And
Soma.
I think
Ta-da.
originally, I think maybe the first time you said something about we're going to have visitors from time to time, or at some point, did you say
Maybe.
something like that?
Yeah, I don't know if I actually said it on
Well, yeah, I don't know
to the
when you're recording
audience.
and when you're not.
Yeah. Maybe I could have. I just don't remember.
Okay. So what I want from this is connection to you, the whole group, and consistently, and because you're important to me, and it, taking on, I'm going to say prominent role, because it's not necessarily leading, but a way to practice leadership skills, be along the things that I love and want to learn. And so for me, I'm rarely getting connected to these until I'm here, and it's rewarding each time.
Same.
So now I know I'm building a little at a time. So here I get a big chunk in the week. So that's mainly it.
Is there some like, if you stood in the future and like how, imagine like what, how people respond to this podcast? Maybe they, the value that they potentially get. Is there anything that you have in mind? Have you even thought about that at all?
Well, here's the thing. As like you were saying, it's just getting in there and doing it, and it isn't about getting it perfect at all. It's in the world of knowing, we know that we're affecting people because we're coming to offer our gifts and we're being who we are, and that has its own effect. So it's, to me, that's part of the integration into their lives. So that's what I see. And this is a fun way to do that. So I appreciate the invitation. And I think, it's only going to further, wanting to do interviews with more people along these lines, around along the spirituality, along healing, in whatever other ideas that we come up with, doing together or not, you know, doing it on our own.
Like, I do have some questions, and that I think is coming out of me just starting to do this, right? I know the few questions that I do have. It's like, what's the intention? What's the outcome? What's, you know, what do you see yourself getting out of this? And those are my questions, right? I want to learn to get beyond that, because there is, you know, my whole childhood, I don't remember ever knowing how to ask questions, right? I would just
Me
give,
too. How
I would just
weird.
make comments, because, well, we're know-it-alls. We don't have questions, we have answers.
And I have an answer for that. I do. I told you recently that, Sad, why do you have an answer every time I say something? And I said, I don't know, it's probably just turrets. And I mean, and that was the answer right in the moment. And it turns out that is also included in autism. I'm getting everything I need every time I ask. So that's the value of learning to ask for things, for anything, for any question or any pondering that you have. And so what I asked for, that's how I found out I was autistic, because I asked for what's in my way. Well, that was hidden. That ended up being the hidden that I had no idea my whole life. But I could not be authentic consistently without that. I mean, I could be on camera and be natural, and I could even be a vulnerable share here and there, but not full on vulnerability consistently. And that's how come I just would, especially when people would compliment me, like I said, that's when I would just ghost for like 3 months afterwards. Twice that happened, and it took me like 6 months to go back into it. So then I just quit completely, thinking, well, what is that? Well, that's what it was. Okay, whenever I found that out, the autistic part was on Friday, and now I'm lost, so I'll stop talking.
I think my point was, for me, it's getting to that, because I, you know, you've known me for a long time, and there was a point where I was really eloquent there, you know, just just standing on stage, having a microphone in my hand, that did something. Just the flow, I knew, I trusted that thing, that the perfect thing was just going to come out, and I would get a standing ovation every time. And it's like, there's there's that, the desire to want to have that flow again, to and I got that by getting in front of the camera every single day, just saying whatever was there to say.
Yes.
And even if it was just for a few minutes a day, it was the daily practice of doing that. I have just my random thoughts. Here's what came up for me today. Here's what, you know, the insights, you know, just talking about my insights. Here's what I think about life today, essentially. So it's like, maybe if I do that, I will also have learned to have questions for people. I don't know if I need to. I don't know if that's a thing, but I just know that all my life, I have always said that I'm like the worst friend. I don't know how to keep friends. If I have friends right now, it's because they have made the effort to be in my life.
Yes.
Not because I'm good at reaching out to people, not because
Yes.
I have any questions or have the appropriate responses to whatever they just said.
Yeah. I
Right?
know. Yeah,
Right?
absolutely.
It's
Yes.
because people have graced me with their love for me, not because I'm good at it, right? But I want to maybe be better at that. And because there are people that will stick around for, I mean, creating our community, was the best thing that I ever did because I have you all in one space right there in
Exactly.
a few different
Yep.
spaces probably. And I can, you know, you
That.
all will talk amongst yourself if I need time, but it also brings me towards it. And it's
Yes.
something that I never really thought, you know, I'd be good at. Like,
So I'm acknowledging you for letting it unfold. You were just letting people be, that's all. That's why. You were letting people be. You were letting them say what there was to say. You weren't making it mean anything. That's all the work. That is the leader that you are. And there's the other part. The reason I'm empowered now is because I went, all right. Yeah, this was the level of my leadership. I remember that. I wrote about it because the more I've done that, and it hasn't been a lot because it's been spread out. What are my talents? What are my skills? What am I great as? And what was my leadership development? And just, it's awesome. I mean, because I saw it in myself that, well, why am I wanting that? It's already here. There's no more need for me to want it. Doesn't mean I'm not going to forget it again. So that's what I was given. Yeah.
I do that in the alchemy servers. As soon as something, because a lot of it is that I don't have memories of these things. People tell me that I've lived, that they remember certain things about me, and then I'll start to develop the memory about it.
Yes. Yes.
So when I do have something that comes to me, like when I discovered that Speechify, the app that I use to read my books for me, the PDFs or whatever, my alchemy assignments,
Yeah.
when I discovered that I could add my own voice to it, that's what triggered or sparked the memory of, like, for reals, of being on the stage and how eloquent I
Yes.
sounded and all that stuff.
That's the experience I'm talking about, just writing about. The more you write it, the more you remember.
Yeah, and I
But
wrote
go ahead.
about that immediately when
Yay.
I was like, because I was in tears. I was like, oh my gosh,
Yes.
discovering this has, you know, made reminded me of, like, the feeling of all this stuff, right?
Yes.
So I put it in, like, because a lot of it is like trying to reach for why does this feel like it's missing? And that's something that I realized, like, as you know, li I'm listening to you, is that I do have a lot of questions for myself,
Yes.
like, especially since memory loss is like, why does this feel like I used to be able to immediately, like, I used to just be able just to declare something,
Absolutely.
and it was, I would immediately step into it, and that's just who I was. And so for a while I was like, why doesn't it occur that way anymore? Why can't I just declare things into being anymore? What's missing? So then, you know, little by little, I'm uncovering whatever it is that's hiding, that's missing. It's just been a process of trying to have my brain work
Exactly.
and heal. But another
Deeper.
thing that I remembered as you were talking was that I used to say, I'm so grateful that I was gullible enough to transform, to believe all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because the reason I didn't have questions before is because I'm just trying everything on. I'm just gonna, and not as it's like the truth, but as something to try on. Okay, let's see. Let's see how this, let me, I'm gonna test it.
Yes.
And that's what I think makes it easy for me to just allow people to say whatever is there for them, and I'm not going to take it personally, and I'm not going to get triggered by it usually. And if I do, I'll say, like, oh, this is what it triggered within me, you know, like to hear it, like that just sparked something from something else that had nothing to do with whoever's saying whatever, right? It's all just, I'm curious about what you have to say. It's like it's almost like what you seek is seeking you. It's just what came to mind
Nice.
is because I don't like I want to see what the world is offering me, 'cause that's what is what I need to know. So the conversations, whatever it is, it's like, and especially now that I'm more along the trying on this view of we're just, God experiencing themselves, right? Like we're
Yes,
experiencing
love it.
every single little cell is telling you this conversation that's projected through a person outside of you, right?
Yes.
So you're just talking to me about me.
Yes.
And so that's why
Yes.
I'm like, I really don't want to prod. I want to know what's in the forefront, like what's hiding, what's this nagging feeling, what's this like, and those are the questions that I have. So I really don't have those questions for other people.
Yeah.
I have them for myself, for
Yeah.
whatever it is that might be.
That's in the world of sharing and also inquiry. Because yeah, it leaves people open to just what happened here is that you saw something for yourself and what I said, and it had already happened the other way around, just to say. And it would just it was a whole new little world that hadn't been spoken before. And I mean, not like ever, but like you're front looking from right now. You're not looking from the past. Yes, you experienced experiencing that whole experience that you had on stage. Like I say, to be empowered by that. Is that's a memory, and I find memories are useful, but the past that we look into, that's like the downer and the evidence and stuff, that's not useful. I mean, it's where people go because they want to know what happened. We don't really ask why, because we already get that we're creating it all. And if we're creating it all, we're just going to create why. And once you create why, you can create another why and another one and another one. And it's, yeah. So it doesn't necessarily get you to a solution because you can always ask another why. So anyway, something like that. But so, and you know what? I guess the reason that I go there is because what I discovered, if you do that, it keeps you there. It turns into, for me, it turned into dwelling. But then there's the places, okay, let's say the autism didn't ever matter. ADD never mattered. It was just, okay, cool, it has a name. ADD, I mean, ADHD came along. Hey, I have a creative brain and it's faster and it's, yeah, that's cool too. Writing about it, tapping into just thinking, oh man, I'm 73 years old and now I'm still looking at this. And it just started feeling broken all over again. It's like, ah, I'm going to do this all my life. I don't want to do this all my life. And it was just awful. So then getting to the place of wonder. See, wonder is what, for me, that's as close to a question as I get. And it's magical. I wonder how this is going to turn out, or I wonder what will happen if I do this, make this or do this. Because often that spurs action too. And I love that your Pentacles card, it's a five. Five for me is action. And you talked about that. You didn't call it action, but I don't know. You said doing the next thing or whatever it is. And the six is the connection to three, which is, go. Here it is, which is what it becomes with this one. So then it's balanced into a 3, 6, 9. But let's just say with a six, I'm getting right now that it's the action, the purpose gets fulfilled from the action in that world of 3, 6, 9. In the world of three, really, is how I look at it. It's the Trinity. And it's that third party that makes it not just balance, but creativity. It's where creation can happen, can begin, can bud.
What I said was the five is that one step beyond stability.
Yes, and
Like,
it is. Yes.
so you've got the four, which is the number of being stability, balance, whatever your comfort. This is your comfort zone. And then you move into the five, you're ready to move forward. And what it can occur like when you're moving forward is that you're stepping out of your comfort zone. It could occur like you don't have what it takes. You might be a little crippled. You might, this is
Feel a little
you're
timid.
yeah
Yeah. Oh,
stepping
sorry.
yeah to a t tiny timid
Even her, I was
Tiny
looking at,
Tim,
just over it too. Tiny
not
Tim.
yeah this reminds me of Tiny Tim. It occurs like you might not have what it takes. You're sort of disabled when you're stepping into the unknown, because you have impaired one of your senses to be able to jump into the unknown. You have to sort of like shut certain, like, the fears, the whatever it is, the things, the crutches that you walk on that enable you to be remain in the comfort. All the stuff that you've used, now you're taking all of that stuff that you've acquired in that, and you're walking with it. You're actually using it as a strength, because you're walking in snow here,
Yes. Yeah.
barefoot. And what I said is like the amount of strength, like mental strength, that it takes to walk barefoot in the snow is what, maybe you're aware of it, maybe not, maybe you've got your head down focusing, like, but this is like, I'm ready to stir things up. I am ready to just ignore the fact that I don't have what it takes, because that's just a conversation that I it's just like you're willing to rewrite the picture of what it looks like in the forefront. And it's funny that when you were talking earlier, I don't know if you can see, that in the stained glass
Yes.
with the pentacles,
Yes.
it's got the twigs and berries in there too.
Oh.
And I didn't notice that, and until
Yes, it
I looked over, I
does.
happened to look over, I was like, oh my gosh, it's got your twigs and berries over here. So that's making the
The
connection
connection.
too.
Yeah.
To they're walking, like, the way that I'm looking at it on my screen, you're to my left, so they're
Yeah.
actually walking towards
Yes, they are.
him,
For me too.
towards the Father, towards that Trinity. So it's like, this
Yes.
is a good move forward. They both came out up all pentacles.
Yes.
It's and he's got the big old pentacle up there. We just moved right into the tarot. Mood transition.
Yes. And I got the two phrases that I get are because you said, I don't have what it takes, and I'm moving forward. That's the other representation there.
And I'm
Moving
moving
forward
forward
anyway.
anyway.
And moving forward to this strength. He's the epitome of strength. He's also connected to the unconscious, so that means there's a discernment from his unconscious and conscious acts. Because I've really been looking at that too, that our automatic is completely unconscious. That's why we're blind to it. And the more conscious we are, the more aware, the stronger we are, the more we're connected to reality. Oh my gosh, I used to resist reality. I mean, like, didn't like the word because it got, for me, it got in the way of creation. And yet, it's re representing creation also, being a six altogether. Yeah.
What I love about your card, Soma, is that even though it's like he's like super masculine.
Yeah.
But it's almost like it's not a very masculine card.
No.
And it's because the feminine is also so like there that
Yes.
brings out more of the masculine, of his masculine. That's, I think,
That's
what's
right.
giving him his like complete masculinity.
God. And I just got the strength of femininity out of it too. And earlier, this is kind of silly, but I got, oh, I thought he was immersed all the way up to his titties, is what I was thinking.
No, he's
He's
only
not
hiding his
quite
figs and berries.
right that he doesn't have because he's a fish down there.
Hidden in the
And
scales.
there's mountains in abundance in the background and light, you know. Yeah, very uplifting cards. I think that's why I resonate with these cards so much, because all the cards seem to represent femininity very well, in its in strengths. And I mean, probably the masculine too. It's a good balance, I guess. But they're done beautifully, which I consider beauty as feminine. Really, see, this is a fun tarot, and how it relates in my life, or even right now, you know, because you brought up the four being, I think of the four also as strength, because it's a foundation, you know, it's connected, like building a house. There's the four sections of the house, four corners. And yeah, and then the crown on top is let's get moving. Yeah. And I don't think you got to say it in this recorded part, that you saw it as a Christmas tree. I think that's so cool too. And that was the other connection to Tiny Tim and creating Tiny Timid. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it reminds me of that. Also, I said that this card is, if I was a tarot card, this is the card that I would be. this and
Right.
the tower, which also just the way that the shading is back here reminds me a little of a little tower.
Yes.
Because what's on the outside, or what the experience is not like evident in the amount of strength that it takes to be able to walk barefoot in the snow, even, you know, on crutches,
Yeah. Yeah.
disabled with all of your lacks,
Right.
the abundance being, it seems like it's next to you but not in your hands. You don't look at, you know, not very rich looking. You're just walking right by the abundance, not even looking
Yeah.
at it. Like it's maybe it's something you window shop for, but not necessarily hold, not realizing that, you know, the type of person that it takes to
To
carry
go.
that, to actually be that, is that, you know, somebody that can walk barefoot in the snow for long distances. It's a lot of mental strength here for me, which is what I'm all about, is mastering the mind, and which is, you know, brings me back to why I do this, why I want to challenge myself in this way of having a podcast.
Yes.
Because, somebody who doesn't feel like they have questions or have things to talk about unless it's the same thing over and over, right? It's just like, I'm quiet most of the time. People thought I was shy just because I was quiet. And I'm just like, for me, it's just like, I just don't want to talk unless there's something important to say. Because, like I've mentioned before, all I wanted was to master my mind like Bruce Lee. And that's what led me to getting out of my comfort zone constantly and having that level of strength. Because I don't ever want to believe anything is the one and only truth. I want to try things on, and I want to keep getting out of whatever I think. If I have a judgment, if I have whatever it is, I'm going to challenge it.
Now, see, I just got something about you saying challenge. That is the way you question. Yeah, you're challenging it. So it's a question. Just like I say, I wonder, well, you challenge.
Yeah, and like I said,
Yeah.
for me, it's questions for myself.
Yes.
Yeah, like why do I think I'm above these types of people? Why did I hate the Mohawk most of my life, and now I only have Mohawks, right? Why did I judge people with Mohawks, right?
Because you have your creative one. It's not technically the
It's not like
Mohawk,
the,
right?
well, the Mohawk, like when my nephew, who was 6 at the time, he asked me to have a Mohawk with him. And
Oh
not only was it a Mohawk, it was a leopard print Mohawk.
my God.
So
Wow.
leopard print
Yes.
sides, hair dyed and everything.
Oh,
And
so you
just
could be
because a 6-year-old
twins.
asked me, I
Yeah.
had to get over myself and let go of every judgment that I had about Mohawk people.
Cool.
And
What
yeah,
a
and that's
gift he
something
gave
that I
you.
didn't write. And ever since then, I've pretty much always had the Mohawk. I
Yeah.
always return to the Mohawk. And a full Mohawk, not just, I've had the faux hawk, but
Yeah.
the full on Mohawk, which I've
Yeah.
been letting my hair grow just because I haven't had the energy to cut
It's still
it.
hockey.
It's still all Mohawk
Yeah, it is.
all the way. But there was also like the judgment I used to have of people who smoke weed, people who were in the BDSM community, all this stuff, all stuff that, I mean, as soon as it became legal, that's when I tried gummies for the first time. But it's still not a thing I do, but it's not a thing I judge anymore. And the only thing I haven't tried is drugs, but I'm like, no, I just won't judge them,
You don't have to take them to
I
not
don't have
judge them anymore.
to. Yeah, exactly. I don't have to challenge myself in that way every time. But there's, that I did get involved in the BDSM community, and it's changed the way that I dress too, which is funny. Yeah, they all these things change me, and it's because I'm constantly questioning myself, always moving towards the growth. And I
Yes.
used to, the thing that I used to judge, and why what you were saying reminded me of that is of being gullible enough, is because of that's something that I used to hate. As a kid, I used to hate that about my mom, that she was naive and gullible and all this stuff,
Okay.
and that caused tension between us. But now it's like the biggest gift to my life. That's what led me to being my best self,
Yeah.
to breaking through so many barriers, judgments, whatever it was that I thought was in the way. It's because I was willing to believe something long enough to try it on and test it and see if it works for me. Take what works, discard what doesn't work. It's like, how can this help me? How can this add to my life?
Yeah.
Why am I rejecting it?
You just spoke about being willing to, and for me, that goes along with discernment that you had And along with that comes the calling. It's like you wouldn't have just gone along with it. You know, there's that little place. I don't even know if I can talk about this, but I'm gonna go for it. That there's the willingness. There's the then that means you're looking, and that you've already had some discernment, and that also there's a calling. So the discernment is the rejection, coming from the rejection first. So that becomes a discernment. It can also be a judgment, but we're talking, I want to talk about discernment. If you're discerning rather than judging, then you have a space for willingness to show up, being willing to look and try things on and discover. And then I've lost where it goes next. But it's movement. It's movement, and it's, oh, I think I was just going to the challenge of like, okay, if this is what it is, oh, it's become the calling. When it becomes the calling, you're just moved to do it. You're moved to do it, because you, I, okay, and so I'll speak about it for me, and it'll probably be easier. The willingness was very important, and maybe it's neck and neck with the calling, because when I feel called to something, it's because it's already resonated with me. It's intriguing enough to stay in that conversation and explore and discover. Ooh, what else? And when that happens, it's like an invitation into a space that I haven't been. And then when great stuff happens, like magic, which is often available in those open spaces, I don't even feel like any of that is vulnerable. There's not an awareness of vulnerability. It seems like you, if you could call it that. But there's also, yeah, trust is already built in somehow. That came early on too. So there's all these little places to move through once the discernment has made space for willingness and listening for a calling that we don't even know we're doing. We're just like almost compelled. This is where I need to go. And it doesn't always look like certainty in the moment, especially to other people. There's often concerns. Well, what just happened? How can we be moving that way so quickly? That's the place that it's, for me, easy to be pulled out or pulled away or be concerned about the other people rather than staying connected here. And I think that's vulnerable, what it takes to stay connected and not know you're being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it never occurs like I'm being vulnerable. But
No.
people are like,
Yeah, that's a place where people say, "Oh, you better be careful."
well, no, people
Or
think I'm, you know, so vulnerable all the time. I was like, no, to me, it's just like I've always been honest. I was made fun of for being honest, for being so blunt.
Yes.
and
Okay.
just speaking what's there. Probably, you know, neurospicy, but when Landmark came around and I'm finding people who actually celebrate that and who get something out of every time I share something honestly, some insight or whatever, then I'm like, this is why I'm always doing the work. This is where
Yes.
I'm celebrated, and my way of being is my way of communicating, my way of being, my love of words and the meanings that they
Yes.
have, and all this stuff. It's all like my language. So
Yes.
for me, it doesn't occur like being vulnerable. And I guess maybe I just haven't defined vulnerable for myself.
I barely defined it. It was a different sense of vulnerability that I was referring to, and I can't even speak to it any more than that. But I get that that it's already a part of you in such a way that that is, it's an expression for you. And the expression comes with ease when we let it. And that is the real sharing.
I think of open book.
Ah,
Because that's what I've always said.
Ah, there you go.
I'm an open
That
book.
says it more. Yeah.
It's funny that I started being in the inquiry of discernment versus judgment last season in alchemy, because somebody that I was interacting with really wanted to, they wanted my coaching, and their approach to their business or whatever it was to me seemed very judgy, bully-like even. And people keep telling me that I have discernment, pointing to, well, it's not judgment to blah, blah, blah. And for me, it still felt really judgy to assume and assert things about people because of truths that are out there about how people behave, and then they lump people. For me, it just felt like that's so dehumanizing. There's no nuance in it. There's no, like, it's just for me, it's a really ineffective way to market things and to try to sell what you're, the work that could be potentially really life-changing, transformative, and all this stuff. But when you take a really judgy approach, like you have this problem. I'm asserting that you have this problem because I've diagnosed it in you, basically, without even knowing you. You have this problem, and I know it, and everybody. And then if you're listening to everybody as if they have this problem that you can fix, to me is like I think you're missing the mark here. And then, them getting defensive about no, this is discernment and all this stuff. And then other people telling me that my judgment of them is discernment. I was like, no, hold up.
It's getting a little mixed in
Hold up.
here. Yeah.
And then as I process the whole thing of what's judgment and discernment and all this stuff, I concluded it with, okay, now I have discernment. Because I've done the work, I've seen where my judgment came from first and how I assess this person. And that's where I discovered I thought they were being a bully. And then I'm like, my reaction and my immediately wanting to interact in this way is because I would have beat them up before, no questions asked, for the
Being a
way that they
bully.
were talking to somebody else. Because I beat up bullies, right? So it's that little me that wants to protect people. Like you were, what you acknowledged me for is allowing people to just say what's there. And if I don't have that, if I'm not that space where they can just be as human as possible and me not making it mean what that one thing that they said, that I'm creating a character out of them, or a character or a diagnosis out of the one thing that they said. If I'm going to do that, then I've completely lost who they are. They now I'm going to judge, and I'm going to hold on to every single thing that they say to add to my evidence of their that
That's
person
right.
because of that one thing that is like, oh, okay, this kind of person says those types of things. And I don't ever want to put people into those little boxes.
Yeah, I was just going to say the perimeters that you're not, when that happens, they're inside the perimeter. They better stay inside the perimeter, and they're gonna, because you're only going to see the things to keep them there, to put them there. And then we get to be right. Oh, well, that's where they belong. Such a limitation. If we're doing that for other people, we're already doing it with ourselves.
Probably because we do it to ourselves. We're that
That's where
hard
it
on
is
ourselves.
first.
That's why I want to look at me first. Like, why am I saying that? This is, like I said, these are my cells talking to me.
Yes.
I must be very judgy about myself.
Yeah.
I must still be bullying myself somehow. So the more I allow myself, which is, what we started this
Yeah.
conversation with, is allowing, because I want to dethrone the dictator, the tyrant that's sitting in my heart. So the more freedom I give myself and others, the less control I try to have, the more allowing that I grant. All of those things are dethroning that tyrant.
And so is loving of it,
Yeah,
loving it, and what's the other
observing with
one?
love and compassion and understanding is what I
And
said.
forgiveness.
Yeah,
And
rather than
forgiveness.
judgment and criticism and condemnation.
Well, I think yeah, we could speak it as a choice or rather, but it feels at this point more like in the space of the love and the forgiveness and all those wonderful things, there's not a space for the other. It replaces it. That is the absolvement or the dethroning. I like that word.
Well, for me, if I'm dethroning, I've got to acknowledge that the other was there first and then replace it with the love and the
Yeah.
compassion,
Yeah.
which
Otherwise,
is
it wouldn't, you wouldn't have even had anything to forgive or love or whatever.
yeah, and
Yes.
for the listener who may or may not, be thinking along those terms, right? Like,
Yeah.
where can you see it for yourself? Am I being judgmental? Am I? And what can I replace it with, right?
Exactly,
Because,
because, yeah, go ahead. I
well,
was
I was
just
going
going
to
to say we're
say,
not making it wrong, is probably what you're going to say.
no, what
Anyway.
I was going to say is, like, because, when you want to, like, in the context of dethroning the tyrant, when it's essentially transforming a habit, when you want to undo a habit, you want to replace it with the thing rather than just get rid of
Yes.
the action or all the negative stuff about it, which is what a lot of spirituality tries to teach, is just ignore, just suppress, just let it go, throw it back out there. But they don't tell you to put something else in place of it, because if you just leave it, it's just going to be filled back with more of
That's right.
the same.
More of the same. Absolutely. Yeah, oh, I see what you mean. So in that sense, it is, it's like a step to call it replacement so that they understand that there is that happening. Even though when you're in it is where I was talking more, that it doesn't occur as a replacement. It just occurs out of love and forgiveness. There's no longer space. But yeah, I get the importance of the word replacing.
Yeah, especially if it's a tyrant that you're trying to dethrone. Because the thing that people say over and over, especially with the world out there, is even if we get rid of Netanyahu, if we get rid of Trump, that now the energy, the channel of Trump and Netanyahu, they exist. It's just going to be replaced by a different body,
That's right.
because we're not healing the problem. We're not addressing the issue. So if we can be aware of it and not condemn it, not criticize it, not judge it,
Yes.
but notice that it's there, and then put the love, the compassion, the understanding in your own heart. And the more of us that can do that, the more likely we're going to see it out in the world. But, and that's my biggest motivation for continuing with this podcast,
Yes.
is giving the people. I think that's why Elias wanted to do this with me, is because of that space that you've acknowledged, because of the magical conversations that can come out of everybody just saying what's there for them.
Yes.
As their truth or whatever it is. If you're listened to, you're more likely to listen as well. So it's like having an example of the communication that is wanted in the world, because too many people don't know how to communicate. This is why we're so easily divided, not just with others, but with ourselves. We're divided within. We have constant conflicts, and that's how we're so easily divided by the people that want us divided and fighting and having an enemy outside of us is by having all these other structures in place where we create an enemy within us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought this up because I'm also thinking of the other aspect of that, the within and without. That's the reflection. The reflection of the emperor has no clothes, and identifying that is what you were speaking to, and the reflection back to us that's in here too. That's why it's showing up here. It's which came first. Doesn't matter. If we want to do something about it, yeah, speaking about it, not necessarily gonna be agreeing, but it's also not just stuck in saying the repetitive things that don't make a difference, that have been said and said and said, and just to be right. The more the speaking can come from allowing, like we said, allowing what is there to be said diminishes that separation. Connect starts to begin to connect our humanity, because separation really only gives that state permission to continue. And again, that's the microcosm and the microcosm. It's continuing out there is continuing in here. It's, yeah, ultimately it serves the focus on greed, and I hardly ever use the word evil, but like those icky things that we can all feel is going on. But it's here too. So this is the place that we get to start. I say it more often than I ever thought I would, but it is the example of being the change that you wish to see in the world. And we all have our individual access to that. So we get to discover that too in the speaking of whatever is here. We're honoring ourselves too. We're honoring what is our gift that we came to bring to the world. Son, well, thank you. I wanted to say, because we didn't do this in the beginning,
Welcome
I
to Shift Hit
really,
the
yes.
Fan.
And welcoming me as a original visitor, and now, continuing. And I'm Selma Harwell, known as Selma. I'm also a spiritual poet, published, and have books that I'm developing along spirituality, and also the conversations that don't serve healers. So owning that part of mastery and healing as well. And that's enough for now. But that was my introduction, and yours, Abra.
My introduction, my outroduction is Avracadabra. I go by Noan, and Aida is my given name. I am also a resonant physician, energy medicine person. What else? Oh yeah, I have my t-shirt campaign that I'm doing, a book that's being worked on with my artwork and my drawings. I have a couple of friends that are helping me put that together. I have another group of friends that are putting together a GoFundMe, I think, to try to help while I'm not being paid. It's just for another few months so that I can focus on my healing. And what else have I got going
Wow.
on? And again, sulfur and spirit. I'm part of this beautiful creation. A alchemical anthology from the Alchemy, Twitchy Witches Alchemy program. Poems, prose, pictures, and everything else around transformation. All works from people in the program, and the proceeds go to Renew Roots Foundation, which helps educate children in Egypt, Palestinian children in Egypt and Gaza. So all the proceeds go to that
Beautiful.
from this. And I think that's it, the end.
All right.
think I said it all.
All right. I think so. Well,
Yeah.
thank you for having me on the ship with the fan.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the shifty party.
Yes.
Yeah,
Thank
I've
you.
also made some shifty merch for
Oh, good.
that's on my t-shirt campaign. I have a few shirts. One says bull shift, one says shifty, one says shift head, you know, so all the different, and I might even play around with adding those things to shifty things to my artwork as
Oh,
well, so that
for
it's
sure.
combined, right?
Yep. And a t-shirt that says shift hit the
Yeah,
fan.
can do that.
Yay. Thank
Yeah,
you. Thank you, everyone.
thank you for coming to the party
And
and
so
the end.
the end.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.